What do we want?
Shopping!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Shopping!
When do we want it?
Now! International Buy Nothing Day is today, a day to celebrate
shopping.
Buying nothing. Yes, I know you can do it. You can feel the spirit. Just reach deep down inside of yourself and find your creativity.
What do we want?
Shopping!
When do we want it?
Now!
Traditionally, the day after Thanksgiving is the official start of the holiday season and the biggest shopping day of the year. But for some, it is known as International Buy Nothing Day, a time to reflect on how much of the world's resources are consumed by North Americans. Each day, the average North American produces about 3.5 pounds of garbage as a result of needless purchasing. Buy Nothing Day began in Vancouver, Canada in 1992, and is the brainchild of Ted Dave, a graphic designer working in advertising. Since then, the idea of a consumer boycott has spread and is celebrated with actions in more than 30 countries. In Santa Cruz on November 23rd, about a dozen people gathered to take the Buy Nothing message to the shoppers of Pacific Avenue.
Today we're going to be protesting on the mall in favor of Buy Nothing Day. This is an international campaign supported by Adbusters, and it highlights the insanity of the overconsumption of Western industrialized civilization. And just giving people a chance to think about what they're doing instead of just following a standard Pavlovian response to the day after Thanksgiving and jumping into the stores with their credit cards and getting in lines. I mean, United We Stand, we were thinking United We Stand in line to shop is not gonna save us. It's not gonna save us from the terrorists. It's really only going to put us further in debt and continue the pattern of the Western industrialized society being overconsumptive and leaving very little for the rest of the world to survive on.
Paul Franklin is with Art and Revolution, a collective of artists and activists who revitalize political protest with dance, music, comedy, street theater, and education.
The old style of protesting from the 60s of just chanting and marching down the street with banners, you know, it has a certain amount of effectiveness, but that's limited. And so the idea behind Art and Revolution is to become more creative and to incorporate puppets.
For Buy Nothing Day, the group brought out its 10-foot-tall corporate monster puppet, which was paraded around by Laura.
Well, this puppet is a corporate monster. It was made with an aluminum backpack frame that's been screwed together to some 2x2s. And it's got a post that's nailed in the middle of the frame that goes really tall. And the head is made out of paper mache, and it's got a tube, like a poster tube, inside the head that sticks on that post that's in the middle. It represents multinational corporations. It's big and large, just like they are. It's really strong, and it's got hands that will just grab you and suck you in.
In addition to puppets, Art and Revolution is known for its raucous street theater, as demonstrated by many of the participants. They wore costumes such as a credit card, a businessman, and a reverend, while others handed out literature and gift exemption vouchers.
This is a wage slave MasterCard for Buy Nothing Day. If you're a wage slave, like most of us, and you're forced to buy things, your groceries on MasterCard, then of course you end up paying a high percent and being able to buy less and less all the time.
It's Buy Nothing Day, and this is a Christmas gift exemption voucher certifying that you are exempt from the exchange of Christmas gifts, well, with whoever you choose. You could write in here all my friends, or you could give them out to people individually. No guilt, no obligation, no shopping, no consuming. Some people are saying United We Spend, or some of them I think say United We Stand in Line. But I can't see how buying consumer goods that especially were made with sweatshop labor, how that can be a kind and generous thing to do this season. So if you would like, you can be exempt from all of that.
The group marched around the downtown shopping corridor, stopping for performances in front of corporate chains like Borders Books, Starbucks, and Gap.
I just want to say that I know that today's International Buy Nothing Day, it's the one day out of the year that I should be spending with my family and my friends and just giving some love and some time and attention, but I just feel like I have to shop! We are here in front of the Gap, the bastion of free liberty, where they pay the women 16 cents an hour. That's $1.50 to make that sweatshirt, but I get to buy it for $40! And that's capitalism pure and simple, and I love it. But I'm just having a problem. I'm not sure if I should buy red or gray. So I'm out here on International Buy Nothing Day trying to spend some time with my friends instead of buying stuff one day out of the year, but I just gotta shop! And I was hoping that maybe there would be a 12-step program to get me to stop buying crap at the crap store. Gap store, sorry.
Groucho Monarch is a co-founder of Santa Cruz Art and Revolution.
It's a day to spend time with your family, a day to spend time with your friends, and a day just to take a breather from consuming and buying stuff, and just notice that there are other things we can do with our lives besides working really hard so that we can get money, so that we can fill corporate coffers with more cash.
The Buy Nothing spectacle on the sidewalks of Santa Cruz attracted little police attention, but curious onlookers were plenty.
Oh, I think you're great. I agree with you.
Are you down? What are you doing down here on Pacific Avenue today?
Just watching the Art and Revolution. Loving it.
I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful because what can we do but laugh? You know, laugh at the ridiculousness of, you know, shop until you drop so we can buy more and more bombs to bomb women and children and men.
When you go shopping, they want you to spin, and then half the stuff don't fit you anyway. When you bring it back, they don't want to take it, give you your money back. I think we need to get more food for the people that are homeless, build some housing so all of us can afford to live here. I grew up here since the 60s. I feel like a damn tourist here. This scares me. Half the people don't even know you. You can't go around like you used to and be able to work and cut lawns and get food. It's very scary to live in Santa Cruz nowadays.
What brought you downtown today?
Well, what brought me downtown today is all my kids. I work with a lot of kids, and I wanted them to see what really goes on when it comes holiday time. People flip out, prices jump up, people get very rude, evil, and I want these kids to see what really happens.
What do you think of the demonstration here today?
Demonstration is what we need. People need to open their eyes up and see what's really going on. They keep it hush-hush. You don't see it on the TV. It's spin, buy. It's okay to go broke, but we can't help you the next day when you have no money and need some food.
I like it. I think it's necessary, and it calls attention to things that we need to be paying attention to.
Everywhere, just one store.
That's my favorite.
For more information about Buy Nothing Day, check out Adbusters at www.adbusters.org. Or for more information about Art and Revolution, visit www.artandrevolution.org. This is the V-Man reporting for Freak Radio Santa Cruz.